awnings around it to sleep on.
Mm-hmm.
But it was cold.
Mm-hmm.
No heat.
Mm-hmm.
No air conditioning.
Oh, well, I guess not. How many people could ride in it?
Three could sit in a seat. And I can remember as a child sitting in the floorboard. Sit around my mother's feet, but or maybe one of the others did,
mm-hmm.
or something. But there was room for three in a seat.
So a lot of you sat on the floor then.
Yes, and we couldn't all go at one time.
Okay. What about the roads?
Most all of those roads were dirt roads.
Mm-hmm.
Most all of the roads at that point were dirt roads.
Mm-hmm.
As time come later on, they began to have gravel roads, and then from there they came into the blacktops.
What kind of clothes?
Now that was fun. My mother was a seamstress, and of course she would remake the clothes the older girls had outgrown for us younger ones.
Mm-hmm.
And she would remake shirts and pants from my father and the older brothers for the younger ones. And we bought flour there for a long time in big bags. We call them flour sacks. And so frequently they had printings on them that didn't always wash out. And she made our underclothes out of flour sacks. And many times you'd have red band across your bottom. But in slips and things like that, my mother would make from flour sacks.
Hmm.
But she
just
would take,
plain white with some sort of print for the name
as,
of the company.
She tried to get the print out, but it didn't always work. She felt hidden under other outer garments.
Right,
so
right.
At least we had changing underwear. But she made them.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned to sew when I was in high school. Did all my sewing,
mm-hmm.
and have ever since. In fact, my mother made all of us learn to sew, the boys too. We would, if a sheet ripped or a pillowcase or something that was straight, she would set us down to the sewing machine and sew it up. So we learned to use the sewing machine like that.
Mm-hmm.
And my brothers and all could sew as well as I could.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
And to take care of themselves, what type of clothes did they wear?
Mainly overalls.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly overalls. They rarely ever had jeans, and those things were not, I don't believe jeans existed.
Mm-hmm.
In my earlier years. And to work in the field and play around, I wore overalls a lot. And my father thought shorts were just unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
A decent girl just didn't wear shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at those days and times, they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
The girls wore dresses.
But other girls wore sometimes overalls, too, if they were walking out around the farm.
Yes, they would. It was nothing unusual to see girls in overalls.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
A very comfortable garment.
Mm-hmm. How about to go to church?
Oh, well, we always had what we call a church dress, a dress. That was our Sunday dress. And, of course, it was always taken care of and prized highly. And as time went on, before you completely outgrew it, you could wear it to school, and you felt so dressed up when you did. But I remember I had two dresses to wear to school, and they were made of solid material. One was a lavender, one was a green, and I will forget them. I loved to wear them the way that Mother made them. I thoroughly enjoyed them, and I'd wear one to school and come home and pull it off, put on my overalls, and then I'd wear that same dress the next day. And then after that, in the meantime, the other one was washed and ironed and ready.